Welcome to God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church Where God Dwells podcast. Best believe that you'll be receiving the Word of God from our senior pastors, Drs. David and Louisa Muluzi. The Word of God says, faith comes by hearing and hearing through the Word of God. Keep it locked and stay blessed.
That we are blessed, eh? It was powerful, eh? That we are blessed. You come to think about it, that all the incidences that Jesus multiplied food, yeah, that in all of them, he spoke a blessing, over the food. So the food multiplied because it was carrying a blessing. And the first scripture that we read this morning, yeah, it just hit me this morning that that Jesus went alone into a desolate place. What do you think he was doing there? He was praying. Yeah, when people gathered around him, it's because he was spending time with God. Yeah, and that's what brings the blessing. By connecting with God. Connecting with God brings a blessing. Yeah. And that when we connect to with God, we are in the presence of God, just like tonight. We're in the presence of the Lord, we're just enjoying God. What happens? God infuses his anointing upon our lives. Yeah, he puts his anointing upon our lives, and his blessing comes upon our lives. That is why he went out there. He could just do miracles because he was carrying a blessing. A blessing was upon him already. Hallelujah. Amen. And so we thank God. And I was saying this morning that, you know, if you are having a challenge with some things, you know, just come in the presence of God. You know, just come in. Don't try to fight. You know, people will say, oh, you know, I've sinned against God. I'm staying away from church. That's a wrong thing to do. You know, when you have sinned against God, that's the more you need to be in church. Amen. When you're battling with things, that's the more you need to be in church. And when you're in church, you know, you are in the presence of God. You're waiting on God. You know, God is dealing with issues, you know, issues, and is busy removing it. It's the anointing. The blessing is starting to work. Hallelujah. And when you go out there, you go out with the blessing of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we are blessed by God. We carry blessing. We are blessing carriers. Amen. Amen. Can I see the hands of those that are carrying blessing this day? Praise God. We are blessing carriers. Hallelujah. Praise God. So we thank God for that. Are you ready for the word tonight? We never get tired with the word of God. Eh? Telling you that it's always a blessing. Let's stand up and we pray. Then we go into the word. Let's do our confession. I decree, and God agrees, I am a soul winner. I am a contagious Christian. I positively influence and encourage everyone around me. I am a disciple maker. God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church influences Sardin. God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church fulfills a calling for this season. God's Tabernacle Christian Family Church has all the resources to meet the community's needs. We receive God's favor and man's favor. We have compassionate care for the needy. It's our lifestyle. We bear much fruit. We are givers. We heartily worship God with our possessions. Christ's redemptive purpose is accomplished in Sardis. We see 1,000 churches established in our lifetime. Sardis, the Lord God is your God. You belong to God. Isipile in Jesus' name. Amen. Father, we thank you that even as we receive the word tonight, that you minister to us by your spirit. I make it known to your children that I'm not trusting on my own human intellect, but I'm depending upon you, Spirit of God, to speak forth the word with power and with anointing. Lord, I promise to give you all the praise, the glory, and the honor for all that you will do and accomplish through your word tonight, in Jesus' name. And everybody said,
amen.
Amen. Shake a hand of two, three. Before you touch three people, don't sit down. Yeah. Touch at least three people and tell them, oops, I'm the highly favored of the Lord. Tell them that you are the highly favored of the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Now, you still remember the message that we preached last Sunday night? What was the heading? Having a mind to work. So today we're having part two. Having the mind to work. Now we'll be looking at a different scripture. Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. Yeah, let's look at Genesis chapter 11, verse 1. That we are to have a mind to work. That as a child of God, you are to have a mind to work. Now the Bible says, now the whole earth had one language and the same words. So it does not matter what language you're speaking, we're all coming from one language. Hallelujah. Yeah, and so we were all human beings were speaking one language at one time. Now, as people migrated from the east, they found a place in the land of Shinar and settled there. And they said to one another, come, let us make bricks and burn them thoroughly. And they had brick for stone and bitumen for mortar. Then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. And the Lord came down to see the city and the tower with which the children of men had built. So they have already built a city. They were not only planning, but they were actually doing it. Yeah, so when God came down, they had actually built something. So God came down to see the city and the tower which the children of men had built. And the Lord said, behold, they are one people. They are what? They are one people. And they have all one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Come, let us go down and there confuse their language so that they may not understand one another's speech. So the Lord dispersed them from there over the face of all the earth, and they left off building the city. Now, God was not happy with what they were doing. Now, why wasn't God happy? What was the reason? Now, this is what we need to settle right at the beginning. You know, it's right there. We have read it. You know, what was the reason? The reason is in verse 4. Look closely to what verse 4 says. It says, then they said, come, let us build ourselves a city and a tower with its top in the heavens. And let us make a name for what? For who? For ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. You see, the problem here is I. The problem is, you know, an individual for ourselves. Yeah. And people only looking at ourselves. They did not want to make a name for God, build a city for the name, you know, of God. But they wanted to build a city for themselves. See, that is a problem. You know, building a city for themselves. And God said that, I am not happy for you to build a city for yourself. You know, that is not, you know, what I want. You can build a city, but not for yourself. You know what? Every time we focus on self, we have a problem. All the crime that is there, it's on self. It's the crime, nobody steals to help somebody else. You know, but everyone steals for what? For themselves. You know, when they rob a car, when there is a cash in transit, you know, what after that, what do they do? Do they go and give the money to the charity? They don't do that. You know, in actual fact, they would even fight. You know, you make sure that you give me my card. You know, otherwise, I take you out. You know, it's for themselves. You know, so all the crime, when a person go and rape a person, a lady, it's for, or a guy, it's for what? For himself. You know, it's all self-gratification. You know, it's to gratify myself. I'm telling you that when you go and rape an 8-month-old or a, you know, child, what is it? It's crazy, eh? You know, and then all that craziness all starts with self. You know, maybe a witch doctor told, most of the time, yeah, all these crimes that are committed, crazy things, they have been told, if you can go, you know, and do this to a child, you know, you are going to receive money, or you're going to do this, power, you're going to receive power, you know, and all of that. And so, that's the problem. Yeah, if human beings can stop focusing on self but start focusing on others, most of all start focusing on God, I'm telling you that this world will be great. You won't have to worry when you go out here that somebody will attack you because nobody is focusing on self. Yeah. And that is the problem. Yeah, that is the problem. Now, when we come to Christ, we need to be aware that the problem is self. Yeah, and we need to get rid of self. Yeah, that is why God talks about that blessed is he who, you know, when you bless others, that's when you are blessed. When you take care of others, that's when you are blessed. You know, when you focus on others, that's when you are blessed. You know, blessed are the peacemakers. Now, you look at, you go and read Matthew chapter 5, you know, and the blessings that Jesus talked about there, you know, that there is no single one that is focusing on self. You know, it's all on God. It's all on others. It's all on you doing something, you know, for somebody else, for blessing God. You know, all of that, it's outward. You are blessed when you are outward. When you are a river, you are blessed. When you are a dam, you are not blessed. Yes. You know, a dam wants to gather all the water that it can gather and keeps it. Yeah. Yeah, ideally, Malele. Yeah, it becomes poisonous. Yeah, but when a river is flowing, it's better. Yeah, so tell yourself that, you know what, I will be a river that flows. You know, I will be a river that flows. And so the problem here was self. They said that, let us build a house, let us build a city and a tower with its top in the heavens, and let us make a name for ourselves, lest we be dispersed over the face of the whole earth. Yeah. So the problem was self here. Now, God judged them because they focus on self. Yeah. You see, God will always come against us when we fail to give him glory. You know, when we fail to give him glory. But when we give him glory, we'll see our lives becoming better. You know, we'll see our lives increasing. We'll see our lives improving. When we glorify God. Hallelujah. And so, we have now dealt with the reason why God judged them. Yeah. And now, now, after we have dealt with that, you know, that's not what we should be doing. But now, let us look at a couple things here that they were doing, that even God acknowledged that. That these are good things that they are doing. Yeah. Amen? Amen? So, what happened? And the Bible says, the Lord acknowledged this in verse 6. He says, behold, they are one people. Behold, they all have one language. And this is only the beginning of what they will do. And nothing that they propose to do will now be possible for them. So the unity that they had, speaking one language that they had, God acknowledged that this is great, and what they are doing, nobody can even stop what they are doing, because what they are doing is great. Are you with me? And so, unity is important. Yeah, now, among the brethren, the Bible says that how blessed are the, you know, how good and how pleasant it is for brethren to dwell together in unity. Yeah, it's like oil. You know, when they were anointing the high priest, they would pour oil in there. Yeah. And oil will just flow, fall, you know, and go into the beer, you know, go into the whole body. And the psalmist says that how blessed, how pleasant it is, and how good it is for brethren to dwell together. Yeah, signifying that the anointing comes upon them. Yeah. The Bible says that there I have commanded blessing. Yeah, that there is blessing in unity. Yeah. Now, Satan knows that when brethren are united, there is a blessing of God. And that is why he will try by all means to discard, discourage, bring division, you know, make this one to offend the other one. You know, make this one to criticize this one to say na ke tsenalane le mama, you know, a ke buisane mama, you know, all of that is the works of the devil. We need to really be clear on this, you know, that where there is division, it's all works of the devil. The devil is involved somewhere. When there is a division in the family, it cannot be God. No, God cannot come in there and say, you know, I want to bless this family and I'm going to divide it. No ways. Do you think that God would do that? No, God can't do that and won't do that. You know, but it's the devil. When he comes in, they will be fighting one another. You know, criticizing one another, division coming in. And so, strife it's a bad thing. It's of the devil. Are you with me? When I start to see you, kalitulele, eh? You know, lao chikama. Litulele ngwe, you know, and then now I begin to have bad thoughts about you. You know, the devil is busy working in my mind about you. That's what it is. Yeah. When I come here, I'm suspicious. Why into anti-village? Why anti-village? You know, the devil is busy working. Yeah. When I say, you know, why about Tubabulela Kanna? You know, everybody, you know, I get them when I babulele, but what babulele gama? Eh? You know, but babulele kanna, you know, na get say bo, why babulele kanna? You need to understand that mentality is of the devil. That's what it is. Yeah. And now, we can't even preach because now when we preach, Murutu Babulela Kan. Eh? Yeah. I mean, you preach and all of a sudden maybe see somebody is not coming to church and you make a follow up, you know, as the resident pastor. So why aren't you coming to church? You know, now won't come because Murutu Raraganna. Murutu Rarekamanya no. Anyway, but that mentality is not of God. Amen. Are you with me? Amen. You know, so whatever it is, that would bring a wedge between me and you, between you and the next brethren. You know, that thing is not of God. Because God, when God comes in, God wants to unite. There is a blessing in unity, in working together. You are my brother, you are my sister. We are in this together. Amen? Amen. And so, that's what we need to understand. So, God acknowledged, he said that, behold, they are one people. You cannot separate them. They are one people. And they have all one language. This one does not speak this, the other one speaks that. Yeah, this one speaks, let's go to the prayer meeting. The other one speaks, you know, I'm going to watch Bafana Bafana. Eh? No, it's different language. This one is trying to build up to encourage, that one tries to discourage. Yeah, there it's not of God. You know, but what is of God is that we speak one language. We are all excited about what God is doing. You know, we are all happy. And God says that you know, because these people were doing that, they all have one language. He says, this is only the beginning of what they could do. In other words, they could do more. They are going, I mean, what they have done here, based on the unity that they have, one language that they have, you know, that what they do here, what they have done here, it's nothing compared to the capability, you know, the potential that is there, it's great. That these people will do great things, you know, because they are one. They are one spirit. Amen? And it says here that nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them. Eh? Nothing that they propose to do will now be impossible for them because they are one. Now, let me bring it now to yourself. That, you know, in the same way, you as an individual need to be one person. You need to speak one language. Yeah. You understand this? You know, if you are not one within yourself, I'm telling you that you will never ever do anything. Yeah. But when you speak one language, and when you are one within yourself, you alone, you are one, you are united, you have gathered yourself, you have gathered the loins of your minds, you have gathered it, it's all together, it's one place and it's focused. Whatever you plan to do, nothing will be impossible. Yeah, nothing will be impossible. You know, of gathering yourself together. You see, many people, let me come to this. Many people, maybe they have an office, go into their office, you find that they are not productive because you look at their office. Hey, it's Dier Mekar. Yeah. Things are scattered all over the place. Because there is no gathering together that I am working on this. And it's like somebody's talked about scatterbrain. Do you know what is meant by scatterbrain? Yeah. The mind that is scattered. You know, that is not focused. That cannot, you know, focus on one thing. It's here, it's there, you know, and then everything is incomplete. Now, when our lives are like that, we can't achieve anything in life. So just like they were one people, and they all spoke one language, it's exactly what you and I should be doing in our lives. That we should be one person. That I should be one person. I need to be focus in what I am doing. These people did not have more power than any of us have. They only had unity. The person who is successful, who is doing well, you know, it's not because he's brighter. He's just focused. He's focused. That when he starts a job, he will go through it until it's completed. The problem is people will start doing something and along the way, it's either they are distracted. There is something else that draws their attention. You know, that now they stop focusing on what they are doing. They are now looking at something else. It's either is that or number two, it's either they are discouraged in continuing what they are doing. The Bible talks about putting your hands on a plow and never look back. Don't be distracted. That whatever you plan to do, if you focus on doing something, don't be distracted. Don't give up. Follow it through until that job is completed. Yeah, I'm helping you. And having a mind to work. You know, being focused that I want to do this, I will do it. You know, I will carry it through. So, before you start doing anything, have it concluded in your mind that you want to do this before you start. The Bible talks about, you know, what man is there who builds a house, but he does not first calculate. You know, and along the way, the house is incomplete. He has started. And he says, people will look at him and they will laugh at him because this man, it's a bad thing that he did. He started something, but he never finished it. And so, before you start doing anything, you know, have it within yourself that this is what I want to do. And you know, when you have complete, when you are now resolute, you have decided that this is what I want to do, you know, that but the moment you start it, carry it through. Carry it through. Yeah. Now, if you want to have breaks, you know, plan it that, okay, I'm going to work until such time that at least this thing, you know, I've completed this part, you know, then I will have a break. And then I will continue from here to somewhere else. It might be Greek to some of you what I'm talking about, you know, but I'm helping you. Are you with me? Yeah, we were driving somewhere, you know, on one of the estate, yeah, and so I think I was with Brother Klapos, you know, Tikani. So he was showing me, in one of the estate. So he showed me one house, and says, do you see that house? See, the roof is, it's concrete slab. You know, he says, you see that house? So I said, yeah, it's beautiful. I mean, it looked complete. He said that that's not the full plan of that house. I said, what? He said, yes. He said, that's a double-story house. That roof that you see is just the slab, you know, for the next level. Yeah. And then he said, do you see the walls? You know, he showed me some things, and they somewhere where they have put, you know, what is it? They've put a roof, you know, there's the you know, the sheet metal. Yeah. And so he said, that is, you know, where the staircase will be going up, you know, into the next level. Yeah. And then, I mean, you look at it, it's beautiful, it's a single story, beautiful house. Yeah. And then I said, you know, this person has got a good, you know, that person was wise. He knew where to stop. And he had it passed, you know, in that level. Yeah. And so, you know, and then I'm looking at it that now, you know, he didn't want to take the whole thing, and then from there he gets stuck, and then 10 years he's still building. You know, it's not okay. Are you with me? You know, but he knew that, you know what? Let me start with this. Yeah. And when it starts, I will go in, I will move in. It won't be like an incomplete house. It will be a complete house. You know, but I will move in. I will occupy it. Yeah. And when I am ready for the next level, then I will do it. Yeah. And I said that this is a wisdom. Yeah. That you will be able to do when you are focused. When you're focused, you know, really. Yeah. And that's what it's important in our lives. Yeah. Somebody was saying, I'm trying to recall, you know, was saying that, you know, whatever you do, at least have some eggs in there. In other words, have some things that you have secured. How can I explain this? That don't be overexposed. It's like I'm trying to explain, you know, I'm getting more technical. Don't be overexposed. Yeah. Whatever it may be. Let me say maybe I... now, when I once attended a course on investment and, you know, buying shares and so forth. And so this is one of the things that they say. They say, maybe you buy, you spend your capital. You take money, you buy this shares, you know, or this investment. Yeah. Now, when the gains have been so much that whatever you spend, you can take it out, and whatever is remaining, you know, it's your profit. Now, even though the shares crashed, your initial investment, it's in the bag. Are you with me? You know that it won't affect you. You know, instead of saying, oh, but now if I leave the capital in here, it's going to give me good returns, good dividends, and so forth. You know, that if anything happens, the market goes bad and, you know, and it crashes, you have lost everything. Now, that is being overexposed. Are you with me? Yeah. And so, how did I come into that? Stay focused. So, you plan your route that this is where I am going. And this is where I'm going. I am going to take it this way. Yeah. I'm taking a first step. Yeah. And then from this step, we are moving. We are doing this. From this, we're doing this. You know, we are making progress. Now, that will help you in when you are focused, when you are single-minded. You'll see progress in your life. Now, when we move into this building, you know, our office is there. We started off with two rooms. And those two rooms, we built them first. And those two rooms were our storeroom while we were building. That's where we were storing material. And what happened? When we move in here, you know, now the storeroom became the children's church. You know, the first children's church were those two rooms. You know, now we're using them as no longer storerooms, but that's where we're having classes. Yeah. And then now later on we just added, yeah, carry two rooms the level, let's go. So we just added, you know, a small, you know, bigger wall now. you know, that will be hall, you know, that will cater for people, you know, more children. You know, so we added up on that. Yeah. Then later on, you remember the buses that we used to have here that we painted, you know, different colors. It was, oh, here are the beneficiaries, yeah. The praise and worship team, that's the children's church. Yeah, okay, yeah, that's where they used to go, children's church. It was great, you know, we had carpet inside, you know, it was great. Painted it very nice, it was beautiful. You know, and so that's when now we moved the office. So those buildings now tend to be offices. So you see that we never lost anything. Yeah. And that was my idea when I started. I said, you know, what we build here, I don't want to demolish it. It must serve a purpose in a bigger picture. So your life must be like that. You know, that what you do today, don't do it to demolish it. Let it be a stepping stone to something bigger in your life. That's how you live your life. Yeah. And so people might laugh at you and say, oh, you know, you're staying in a two-room, oh, what church is it? They're starting a two-room, you know, and so they laugh at you. Let them laugh. They don't know where you are focused on. They don't know where you're going. And don't live your life for people in any case. Yeah, don't live your life for people. So don't be scared to start small. Don't be scared. It should never scare you. You know, when you start small, don't be scared. You know, don't be afraid to start at the bottom. See, people want to start at the top. Let me tell you, the only thing that starts at the top is a grave. Yeah, that's the only thing that starts on top. Everything else starts at the bottom. Yeah. So if you want to start at the top, the only thing that starts at the top is a grave. You're digging down. Yeah. And so don't be scared to start small. You know, when you get your car, you know, they call them what, starter pack. You know, get your small, a car that you know, hurry, you know what? I don't owe anybody here. You know, I can manage it. And langa ibofaka trata mo itlo tsamaya. You know, and, you know, anyway, not that way. But, you know, but you're starting with something that is manageable. Are you with me? Yeah, then you know that, you know, this thing is going to build up on something great. Yeah, when people start to work, the first thing that they do, they just get a massive car. They are told that your subsidy is what? You know, it qualifies you to, you know, buy this big car. And then you go and buy a big car. And then along the line, you realize that, hey, you know what? This is now a pain. It's no longer a blessing. It's a pain. It's not wise. You know, but, you know, start with something that you can manage. You know, be there. You know, when you get married and you want to build, you know, you buy a house, now, at times, you find that people are forced to maybe buy a house or on a bond because they have a subsidy. You know, I understand. But even if it's that in that situation, buy something small that you know that, you know what, maybe in 5 years or 7 years, I would have cleared the bond. You focus. And after 3 years, don't say, hey, you know, but I can get a second bond. And, you know, with second born, I can increase this house or I can upgrade to go to another house. No, finish that one first. Pay it off. Then when you, either you're building another one or you're buying another one, but at least have something that is paid off. I tell people that also, maybe you get married today, even if you have a subsidy, it's wise to go out there, get a stand. Yeah, I mean, there are so many lands around where you can buy a stand, you know, 5,000 or so on. That's a premium year bond or something like that. Yeah, so... But once when you buy a stand, you know, and you build something there. So you know at least you have something to your name that nobody can claim. It's wisdom. Yeah. Now, even if you go and maybe you want to go to use the subsidy, but at least have something at the bank. You know, now, even if they say you qualify for this much, don't go for that. You know, just get something manageable. You focus that I want to get this and I want to get it done. And refer to Kayona. You realize that 20 years from now, you will be far better. You will be far, far better. You will be ahead. 20 years from now. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And so that's focus, that you will be able to progress in life when you are together. Wena kabu wena. You're together and you're focused. Don't have scatterbrain. You start one thing. Tomorrow, Osalimo, or go somewhere else, you know, and then the next thing, you're somewhere else. No, you know, focus on one thing and tell yourself that when I start doing this, I will complete it. It will come to an end. See, many people come with great ideas. Pastor, let's do this, let's do that, you know, and say, oh, okay. You know, you have a desire that we should, yes, Pastor, we want to, I said, okay, go ahead. You know, I give you a green light, do it. After 2 weeks or something, you know, and so forth. And all that they wanted you to own the vision so that you would carry it. So over the years, I've been wise. Yeah, they will come with great ideas. Look here, anything that I choose to own, I will take it through right up to the end. And obviously, anything that I can't own, I don't want to start it because I know that I am not going to take it through. And I know that I can't own everything. Right? You know, people, you know, I know that God has given you ideas that we can do this, we can do that. You know, I just give you a go ahead. You know, yes, do it. But now when you have a go ahead, own it. Own it. It's my ministry. You know, I will do it. I should not even wait for Muruti to give me an encouragement and say, you're doing well. No, but own it. It's yours. Run with it. You know, I have people, we have people here that are owning ministries. I'm telling you that I'm blessed. You know, some of them, I even told them that, you know, what you're doing is great. But they are doing it. You know, they are focused. You can see, Hore, they are focused on what they are doing. They understand that this is my call. This is what God has called me. You know, and they work on it until they get it done. And that is how our lives need to be. You know, our lives need to be like that. You know, you stay focused, you stay, you know, you look into the bull's eye and you go for it. I had some years back, I had a aviation program, you know, F-19, I think, is it F-15 or F-19? Yeah. And it's a computer, you know, I used to love playing this. Yeah. So you plan that you're given a mission. Yeah. You're given a mission and you're going to a bomb such and such a place. Somewhere. And then there is you choose your bombs. You can take this one, you can take that one, you can take this one. Yeah, and so you plan your route, you plan your things. Now, along the way, there will be challenges, people fighting you, bombs coming, you know, and so forth. So you need to be well armed. When you take off, you need to be well resourced. Yeah. And so I would be on it and plan. Yeah. So there would be a primary target and there would be a secondary target. Yeah. And so I would start with the primary target because that will give you more points. Yeah. And I know that maybe this bomb that I'm carrying, its range is so much. So for me to have a maximum impact, I need to come this much close before I release. Yeah. And then when I am in range, you know, I am in the area, you know, I lock in the bull's eye, I call it. I lock in. And when I lock in, I'm telling you, when I lock in, I release the bomb. Yeah. And then the bomb will go and until it hits the target, you'll see smoke, you'll see, you know, fire, you know, happening. Yeah. And that has really helped me that in life, I need to look at the bull's eye. I need to focus. Yeah. And then when I would be going there, there would be planes coming, the enemy's planes coming to fight me. You know, so in the middle of trying to dodge them, you know, to make a decoy, you know, when they've tracked you, and in the midst of everything, you're focusing on your goal. Yeah. And for me, that is, it's in life. You know, that when you focus on something, the enemy will come. The devil will send his missiles. He will fly over your head. He will try to distract you and make you focus on other things. You know, but the most important thing is focus on what you want to do. Yeah. And when you hit it, turn around. You know. And along the way, you can be flying this, but, you know, you're retreating. You have reached your goal. You know, you're coming out of the enemy's space. Yeah. And so, the Bible says that the people were of one. They are one people. And they have all one language. And this is just the beginning. So, in your life, train yourself that when you study, focus. I wonder how people study with earphones, music blaring, you know, in them. That's why, you know, they can't even make sense of what they are reading, because they are trying to study here, and there is gudu, you know, through their ears. I don't know. Yeah. But when you study, focus. Focus. Are you hearing me? You know, focus. Know this, that. This is what I want to do. Yeah. And also in life, life is like that. Tell yourself that, you know, I want to focus on my studies and I want to complete this. And after completing this, I want to get a job. And after getting a job, I want to get married. And after getting married, you know, I want to start a family. Those are stepping stones. Your focus, your life is progressing. Your life should not be aimless. No. Not to butisa. Stay focused. You know, have a goal. Aim that this is what I want to do. You know, that you will do when you have gathered yourself, your focus, that this is what I want to do. Hallelujah. I pray that you be a person who is focused, person who is looking at a goal, a person who is not easily distracted, a person who will gather everything, the loins of his mind, gather them, gather everything on one point that this is what I want to achieve. I will never let go until I achieve this. I pray that be your portion. You know, a bulldog gripping something, it never lets go. There are such dogs, you know, that when it has grabbed, if it has grabbed your leg, it never let go. That must be who you are in life. Stay focused. Focus in your ministry. Focus in your business. Focus in your studies. Focus at work. You know, focus. Don't be scatterbrained, but be focused. Be focused. You know, you will see progress. I'm telling you, you will see progress. You've been praying that God will increase you. God is busy increasing you. I'm telling you, stay focused. You will see progress. You will see increase in your life. You see your life moving forward. Stay focused. Never be discouraged. And when you're focusing, never be discouraged. That, you know, hey, this thing, it's not working. I will give up. You never be discouraged. You know this thing, it has to work. Whether it likes it or not, it has to work. Yeah. It has to work. That's the mentality that you need to have, that it has to work. It will work. That's the faith that you should have. Amen? And then you will see that, you know what, it will work. If you're not planning to take it right through the way, you know, don't start. Don't start. But when you start, don't stop. Until it's completed. Take it through until it's done. Hallelujah. Father, we thank you that your God is helping us to stay focused. That God, you're helping us to learn from these people who built Babel, the Tower of Babel, that God, nothing was impossible for them because they were focused, because they were together. They were doing things together. I pray that God also, in our individual lives, you will help us to be focused, and that Father will gather our minds together, that we will progress in life. Thank you, Lord, for doing that by your Spirit. In Jesus' name.
It's when you're in the house, you know, you're enjoying the grace that is in the house. And when you serve God, you're doing it because you love God. I'm telling you that the blessings will always remain with you. Let your light shine in the darkest
parts. Let your love fill the world. Wow, what a great message it was. Join me next time, even as we continue to hear what God is saying in our next podcast Or you can also visit us in our website, www.cfcpolokwane.co.za. God richly bless you.